Three casino companies submitted final license applications, each consisting of thousands of pages, by the New Year's Eve deadline to satisfy the requirements of the two-phase application process established by the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. MGM Resorts, which proposes an $800 million casino in downtown Springfield, is the lone applicant for the one casino license available in western Massachusetts. Mohegan Sun and Wynn Resorts are competing for the East Region license. Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby said that after an initial review of the applications for completeness by the Commission's staff, the documents will be posted for public review on the Commission's website next week.
And we'll be inviting public comment. We will be inviting public comment at two public meetings, at least two public meetings, and we'll be inviting public comment through our website all the time.
The three applicants will each give 90-minute public presentations about their projects at a commission meeting in Boston on January 22nd. That will be followed by a public comment period and public hearings in the host communities. The Gambling Commission's review of the final applications will focus on five areas: an overview of each project, finances, economic development impacts, construction and design, and mitigation for host communities.
Those applications have a vast array of criteria in them. These three applications are thousands of pages long and contain answers to 200 questions that we've asked.
MGM has proposed to make annual payments to Springfield totaling almost $25 million and pay for specific improvements at city parks and other amenities if it is awarded a casino license. MGM is promising to sponsor and promote a certain number of entertainment events annually at existing venues in Springfield. The company said its final license application also detailed an exclusive marketing agreement with Six Flags New England. MGM has signed agreements to make annual mitigation payments totaling $100,000 each to Agawam, Chicopee, East Longmeadow, Ludlow, and Wilbraham. But in its application, MGM did not identify surrounding community agreements with Longmeadow and West Springfield, meaning those communities will have to petition the Gaming Commission directly for mitigation payments from MGM. Longmeadow demanded a $1 million upfront payment from MGM that town manager Stephen Crane said was based on a traffic study that claims Longmeadow and West Springfield will be affected most by casino traffic.
My number one goal, and I think the number one goal of the select board, is to protect the interests of the residents on things that are within our control. It is within our control to negotiate the surrounding community agreement. The decision on whether or not MGM gets a license and opens a facility in Springfield is not within our control. That's in the commission's control.
The city of Springfield's chief development officer, Kevin Kennedy, said MGM has been very responsible in its negotiations with the municipalities that abut Springfield.
This is all about what's good for Western Mass. It's not just any one city or town. While we may be the host, I think we're all going to benefit from it in some shape or form.
Although Northampton is 16 miles from Springfield, Northampton Mayor David Narkowitz is planning to petition the Gaming Commission to be designated a surrounding community. Narkowitz believes Northampton should receive mitigation payments because a Springfield casino will have a negative impact on the city's entertainment and restaurant businesses. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.